Chapter 11, How the Saracens Came Out of a Wood for to Rescue Their Beasts, and of a Great Battle. Then Sir Florence called to him Sir Floridus, with 100 knights, and drove forth the herd of beasts. Then followed him 700 men of arms, and Sir Ferrant of Spain on a fair steed came springing out of the woods, and came to Sir Florence and asked him why he fled. Then Sir Florence took his spear and rode against him, and smote him in the forehead and brake his neck bone. Then all the others were moved and thought to avenge the death of Sir Ferrant, and smote in among them. And there was a great fight, and many slain and laid down to the ground. And Sir Florence with his 100 knights alway kept the stale and fought manly. Then, when Priamus, the good knight, perceived the great fight, he went to Sir Gawain and bade him that he should go and succor his fellowship, which were sore bestead with their enemies. Page 189. Sir, grieve you not, said Sir Gawain, for their gree, meaning victory, shall be theirs. I shall not once move my horse to them ward, but if I see more than there be, for they be strong enough to match them. And with that he saw an earl called Sir Ethelwold, and the Duke of Dutchmen came leaping out of a wood with many thousands, and Priamus's knights, and came straight unto the battle. Then Sir Gawain comforted his knights, and bade them not to be abashed, for all shall be ours. Then they began to wallop and met with their enemies. There were men slain and overthrown on every side. Then thrusted in among them the knights of the Table Round, and smote down to the earth all of them that withstood them, in so much that they made them to recoil and flee. By God, said Sir Gawain, this gladdeth my heart, for now be they less in number by 20,000. Then entered into the battle Jubance, a giant, and fought and slew downright, and distressed many of our knights, among whom was slain Sir Gerard, a knight of Wales. Then our knights took heart to them and slew many Saracens. And then came in Sir Priamus with his pennon and rode with the knights of the Round Table and fought so manfully that many of their enemies lost their lives. And there Sir Priamus slew the Marquis of Moyse's land, and Sir Gawain with his fellows so quit them that they had the field, but in that Stour, meaning battle, was Sir Chestelaine, a child and ward of Sir Gawain, slain. Wherefore was much sorrow made, and his death was soon avenged. Thus was the battle ended, and many lords of Lombardy and Saracens left dead in the field. Then Sir Florence and Sir Gawain harbored surely their people, and took in great plenty of bestial, of gold and silver, and great treasures and riches, and returned unto King Arthur, which lay still at the siege. And when they came to the king, they presented their prisoners and recounted their adventures, and how they had vanquished their enemies. Page 190, Chapter 12. How Sir Gawain returned to King Arthur with his prisoners, and how the king won a city, and how he was crowned emperor. Now thanked be God, said the noble King Arthur, but what manner man is he that standeth by himself? Him seemed no prisoner. Sir, said Sir Gawain, this is a good man of arms. He hath matched me, but he is yielden unto God and to me for to become Christian. Had not he have been, we should never have returned. Wherefore I pray you that he may be baptized. For there liveth not a nobler man, ne better knight of his hands. Then the king let him anon be christened, and did do call his first name Priamus, and made him a duke and knight of the Table Round. And then anon the king let do cry assault to the city, and there was rearing of ladders, breaking of walls, and the ditch filled, that men with little pain might enter into the city. Then came out a duchess, and Clarison the countess, with many ladies and damsels, and kneeling before King Arthur, required him for the love of God to receive the city, and not to take it by assault, for then should many guiltless be slain. Then the king availed meaning lowered, his visor, with a meek and noble countenance, and said, Madam, there shall none of my subjects misdo you, ne your maidens, ne to none that to you longen, but the duke shall abide my judgment. Then anon the king king commanded to leave the assault, and anon the duke's oldest son brought out the keys, and kneeling, delivered them to the king and besought him of grace. Page 191. And the king seized the town by assent of his lords, and took the duke and sent him to Dover, therefore to abide prisoner term of his life, and assigned certain rents for the dower of the duchess and for her children. Then he made lords to rule those lands, and laws as a lord ought to do in his own country. And after he took his journey toward Rome, and sent Sir Florence and Sir Floridus Tufor, with 500 men of arms, and they came to the city of Urbino, and laid there a bushment, thereas them seemed most best for them, and rode to for the town, where anon issued out much people, and skirmished with the four riders. Then brake out the bushment, and won the bridge, and after the town, and set upon the walls the king's banner. Then came the king upon an hill, and saw the city and his banner on the walls, by which he knew that the city was won. And anon he sent and commanded that none of his liege men should defoul, ni lie by no lady, wife, ni maid. And when he came into the city, he passed to the castle and comforted them that were in sorrow, and ordained there a captain, a knight of his own country. And when they of Milan heard that Thilk, meaning that, city was won, they sent to King Arthur great sums of money, and besought him as their lord to have pity of them, promising to be his subjects forever, and yield to him homage and fealty for the lands of Pleasance and Pavia, Peter Saint, and the port of Trumbull. End note 1. And to give him yearly 1,000,000 of gold all his lifetime. Then he rideth into Tuscany, and winneth towns and castles, and wasted all in his way that to him will not obey, and so to Spoleto and Viterbo, and from thence he rode into the vale of Viscount among the vines. And from thence he sent to the senators, to wit whether they would know him for their lord. But soon after, on a Saturday, came unto King Arthur all the senators that were left alive, and the noblest cardinals that then dwelt in Rome, and prayed of him peace, and proffered him full large, and besought him as governor to give license for 6 weeks for to assemble all the Romans, and then to crown him emperor with cream meaning chrism, as it belongeth to so high estate. Page 192. I assent, said the king, like as ye have devised, and at Christmas there to be crowned, and to hold my round table with my knights as me liketh. And then the senators made ready for his enthronization, and at the day appointed, as the romance telleth, he came into Rome, and was crowned emperor by the pope's hand, with all the royalty that could be made, and sojourned there a time, and established all his lands from Rome into France, and gave lands and realms unto his servants and knights, to every each after his desert, in such wise that none complained, rich ni poor. And he gave to Sir Priamus the Duchy of Lorraine, and he thanked him, and said he would serve him the days of his life, and after made dukes and earls, and made every man rich. Then, after all his knights and lords assembled them afore him, and said, Blessed be God, your war is finished, and your conquest achieved, insomuch that we know none so great, ni mighty, that dare make war against you. Wherefore, we beseech you to return homeward, and give us license to go home to our wives, from whom we have been long, and to rest us, for your journey is finished with honor and worship. Then said the king, Ye say truth, and for to tempt God it is no wisdom, and therefore make you ready, and return we into England. Then there was trussing of harness and baggage and great carriage, and after license given, he returned and commanded that no man, in pain of death, should not rob, ni take victual, ni other thing by the way, but that he should pay therefore. And thus he came over the sea, and landed at Sandwich, against whom Queen Guinevere, his wife, came and met him, and he was nobly received of all his commons in every city and burgh meaning town, and great gifts presented to him at his homecoming to welcome him with. page 193. Thus endeth the fifth book of the conquest that King Arthur had against Lucius, the Emperor of Rome, and here followeth the sixth book, which is of Sir Lancelot du Lake. End of book five.
After I do save, do I do close
session? Yeah, file close.
Lightning bolt?
Mm-hmm.
Or nuisance?
Yeah, lightning bolt.
Well, it didn't do it.
Huh. Go back to file close.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I need. Now lightning bolt? Or file?
Oh, wait, it still is not.